From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and later in the day, Mr. Trump and his wife Melania attended a number of balls where he spoke to those attending.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you, and we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
While Mr. Trump was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrators took to the streets of Washington and other U.S. cities as well as other countries, and about 200,000 are expected to participate today in Washington for the Women's March organized after Mr. Trump won the election. After the inauguration on Friday, President Obama and his wife Michelle left for a vacation in California. Former president reached out to Americans using his original Twitter account at Barack Obama, promising them that he and Michelle would get back to work after their vacation. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visiting Myanmar today responded to reporter questions about President Trump's America First stance and what effect that might have on trade deals between London and Washington.
The new president has made it very clear that he wants to put Britain at the front of the line for a new trade deal. Obviously, that's extremely exciting and important. The crucial, and he's very keen to get it done as fast as possible, very optimistic that it can be done very soon. I think he said, you know, within a short period after the exit from the EU, and that's great.
Johnson is on a two-day visit to Myanmar. While there, he's met with the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. A powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwestern Pakistan today, killing at least 20, wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members and allegedly fake police encounters. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and a threat by a regional military to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early today on state television.
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh did not give details of any deal that was struck, and it's not clear when Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. Barrow was sworn into office while in Senegal. A U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. A camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America and overseeing murders and kidnappings. Guzman arrived in New York from Mexico following his surprise extradition and was arraigned in a 17-count indictment that carries a mandatory life prison term. Michael Schneider is Guzman's defense attorney.
I haven't seen any evidence that indicates to me that Mr. Guzman's done anything wrong. Most of you probably haven't seen any evidence like that either. We look forward to addressing these allegations in a courtroom under the rules of law. That will include whether Mr. Guzman was extradited appropriately to this district.
Guzman accused of money laundering and drug trafficking, kidnapping and murders in cities throughout the United States, including Chicago, Miami, and New York. A bus carrying school children crashed in northern Italy overnight, burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying students, mostly boys from Hungary, between the ages of 14 and 18, when it struck a pylon, caught fire on a motorway near Verona. 54 passengers were there, 39 were injured. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.